So today I'm here with Jazzy's boyfriend, Jose. Take a trip inside the teenage mind.
It's like they have a mute button for my voice.
Ugh, so unfair.
Come on, let's hear what they have to say.
Wait, is anybody listening?
It's because we moved a lot, so there was a time where we were living in Escondido, and it was out when I was in sixth grade, so I was going to Mission Middle School. It was different because we were living with Mamuko at the time. In these apartments, I would always just like go play outside, and like I was still like small, you know, I still like play outside and stuff, so, and made some friends. I feel like sixth grade was still like childhood memories.
Okay, I got you. So if you were to write a letter as your sixth grade self to your future self now, what would it say? What would you say to yourself?
We get you.
What the hell am I supposed to do?
It just doesn't stop.
So much pressure, not enough time.
My sister just won't shut up, and my parents keep telling me about my grades. I know.
Like, what did you care about?
Middle school me, like, honestly, it was, like, just about skating, honestly.
Yeah, skateboarding?
But, yeah, I was, like, every day. It was, like, Monday through, like, Sunday. It was, like, Mondays to Thursdays, we would, like, go to, like, skate park. Not a skate park. We would just go skate to, like, random, like,
places,
and then, like, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, we go to like the skate parks and stuff, and it was pretty cool. And that's all
You wanted to be like a professional skateboarder?
Yeah, like I had that like mentality, and, to like go pro and like I don't know. And like honestly, like my mom actually surprisingly really was really supportive in that way.
Yeah,
because she like saw that I liked it, and she was like, she's like, I know you burn out through your shoes. Like every like 2 weeks, you need new shoes already and stuff like that, and like. Well, like, she would always figure out a way to find me some shoes so I can, like, skateboard and stuff. So I really appreciate that from her. But, yeah, I like skateboards, too. Like, they're expensive, too. So she would like, my birthdays especially, she would, like, buy me, like, brand new. Like, it wasn't much. Like, she would buy me, like, per pieces, you know? Like, it would be, like, the board
trucks
first. So, like, and then, like, eventually, like, I just, like, stopped, like, skateboarding because I, like, hurt my back.
Okay, I got this. Hey, kiddo, you're not alone. We got you.
I'm Jasmine.
And I'm Mama D.
This is Adult Teen. Can we talk to you for a minute?
This was like eighth grade year.
Okay.
When I had hurt my back. I just like, I don't know.
You
like,
fell off the skateboard or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was like doing like a drop and like it hit like my collarbone. And it just like, it just hurt. And I just like, I was out for like a while, like not skateboarding. And then, like, that was in the summer, so, like, freshman year came, and freshman year was interesting, too. It was pretty interesting, I don't know, like, people were, like, because, like, all my cousins would be, like, bro, like, you gotta enjoy, like, high school, like, it goes by so fast, and blah, 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 and, like, you know, like, that mentality you have, it's, like, nah, like, it's so far away.
Right, it like, seemed like it was so long.
I was, like, 4 years, like, nah, it's not going to go by. And then, freshman year was, like, an okay year, like, had decent grades.
When you went to Rancho Buena Vista, did you have friends already?
So, I was a transfer into Rancho.
Right.
So, because my address was to Vista.
Okay.
So, I went to Vista for, like, 2 weeks, and then I got, and then my transfer finally went in, and then they accepted me here at Rancho.
Or your mom wanted you to go to Rancho instead of,
because that's where like all my cousins went and stuff.
Okay.
I had a ride, so.
Right, got
so
it.
So it was kind of like you kind of have to go, and like I was like, you know what, like it's pretty cool, like I'll make new friends, you know, like.
Mm-hmm.
Like.
So you had some cousins already that
were
there.
Yeah, because middle school, like straight up, like Rancho. Literally, like, split, like, half went to, like, Rancho and half went to, like, Vista.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's, like, I had friends in, like, Rancho and Vista, but, like, my main friends were, like, in Vista.
Right.
So, like, I don't know, like, I feel like the whole, like, transferring of school kind of, like, made me, like, separate from, like, my friends. Because I had two friends. It was Chris and Luan. And, like, Luan went to High Tech.
North County?
Yeah.
Is he still there?
I don't know. I haven't heard from him for a while, but I heard he's doing pretty bad.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But his dad, his uncle, he's, like, pro skateboarder, so that's why I kind of, like, had, like, that dream to, like, be a skateboarder.
Okay. What did you think about high school when you first got there? Did you think it was, like...
overwhelming? Did you think it was fun?
I mean, it was fun, definitely. But like, mm-hmm. I feel like I enjoyed it more, like my sophomore, like junior year, mm-hmm. because like that's when I played soccer and like those were the times where like were really fun and stuff like that. Like I really miss it, but I had to work so and yeah. stuff like that too.
So but when as soon as you turned old enough to work, did your mom want you to work?
I always wanted like things for like myself, right. and like
skateboards and trucks, yeah. and shoes.
Well, like so I was playing soccer, right. so right. I wanted like she's like you really don't need to work, but like you could work if you want.
It's Corona time. Sorry, you're gonna keep hearing this cough. Jazzy had it since the beginning of the year, and it was still lingering when this was recorded on March 2nd.
Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, for sure, like I'll try to find like look for a job.
Yeah.
So that was like. So Leucadia was my first job, honestly. So, like, my first actual job.
And he's at Leucadia now, and that's a pizza place.
Mm-hmm. Leucadia Pizzeria.
So you were 15 or were you 16?
I was 16. Yeah, I was 16.
Yeah, because you're 17 now. Yeah. Well, when do you turn 18?
In May.
Okay, same as Jasmine. That's what I thought you guys were in May together. Oh, yeah, that's right. May 27th.
Yeah, so I just started working, like, at the pizza place because I, like, was invited to work actually because I went to a concert. I went with my aunt and she brought some friends and like he was like the kitchen manager and he was like, hey, like I was like, I told him I need a job because my aunt was like, hey, you need a job, like ask him because he mm-hmm. works in a restaurant.
Yeah.
And so I did that and then he was like, yeah, just come in like on Monday and like you could see what's up. And then so I filled in my application and turned it in and I was like working the next day because nice. He needed people. So yeah, I've been there out for almost 2 years. But I would, like, get paid, and then I would, like, give some money to my mom and, yeah. like, stuff like that. So she always, like, appreciated that in a way.
Yeah.
And, like, my brother and sister, like, I try to, like, always, like, help her as much as I could.
Yeah.
Like, to, like, so my dad, he wasn't really around at that time.
Yeah.
So it was, like, just hard for, like, us. And
yeah, the family, money you know? Was, yeah, yeah tight.
And so I would like help her with like back to school shopping and stuff like that because that stuff gets pretty expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then she.
You felt like you kind of had to be the
yeah,
man?
Yeah, I kind of had to like do something. Like, mm-hmm. I was able to work and like do something for myself. And at the same time, it was like, it was good because I was like learning responsibilities and mm-hmm. like
what how it's to like. Budget.
Yeah, and how to like just pay your stuff that you need to pay, you know?
Yeah.
So. Yeah, that was...
That part was really good. Like, yeah, that you got, like, an education on how to pay bills and mm-hmm. stuff like that through working and helping your mom out. It was super awesome what you did. Do you miss soccer?
Yeah, I do.
Do you ever think you'll, like, maybe play, like, on a... I mean, you could either play for, like, a college or you could even play, like, just on the weekends with people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I did try, wanted to play for, like, college, but then, like... I don't know, like, everything just, like, started to, like, come on me, like, yeah. a lot of problems at home, and it was just, like,
right.
that was not it for at the moment.
Yeah, so, you guys had to move recently.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us, like, a little bit about that.
Like moving out?
Or just, yeah, what happened, like, from your perspective, and, like, as much as you want to share, it doesn't have to be everything, about, like, what was happening, like, in the last year, I guess, with your family.
So, me and my mom, we were just, like... I don't know, we were bumping a lot. Like,
mm-hmm.
She would always say it's because like you're going through teenage years, and I don't know. So I was like, well.
And the bumping, did it have like a lot to do with like rules? Like she mm-hmm. wanted certain things? Like what kind of rules did she have?
She wanted like, but they were like, sometimes like kind of exaggerated in a way. Mm-hmm. It was like, be home by this time and blah, blah, blah. And just like, you know, like.
By what time?
She would always tell me like, like 8 o'clock or sometimes she wouldn't even let me out
like 8 o'clock and you're like 17 years old yeah. helping her with bills yeah. and whatever
so I don't know why she would and like the only reason like why I would sometimes get out was because of Betty and like that's my mom's girlfriend right
okay
slash wife
so in the house where you live there was your mom and your and the wife
mm-hmm.
and then your sister who's like what a year younger than you or 2 years
yeah she's 2 years younger
and then your brother who's how old is he?
He's right now, he's 12, I think.
12, okay. I yeah, that sounds 12. About right. Yeah. 13, something like that. Mm-hmm. And then who else lived there?
And then it was just my stepmom's brother and his wife. And then it was her mom that were living, because it was a pretty big house.
Yep.
So it was like overall in there. But like.
And you had to share a bedroom with your siblings?
Mm-hmm. I had to share a bedroom with my brother and my sister. And then it was like my mom's room was like right next door. So it was just like about right there.
Yeah. And then like you started having bumping heads with your mom because of like the rules that she was setting and you didn't agree with them.
Yeah.
And there was no negotiation really, probably. Mm-hmm.
She was like, it's this and it's that. And I really couldn't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
I told her, I was like, she never like let me go out like sophomore year. Like it was only like to soccer, to work, and that was it. Mm-hmm. Soccer, work, and that's it. Like that's what it was. And I didn't like that because like I wanted like to hang out with like my friends and stuff, and she wouldn't like let me.
Right.
And so, but I mean, like I don't.
And then you had a girlfriend too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that too. And but like I mean I don't blame her.
Yeah. Because
like she has like a lot of trust issues like with like things about like. She never let us, like, sleep over at people's houses, like, as a kid, like, because of, like, things that's happened, like, in the past. So she just, like, she has always just had, like, trust issues and, like, that way, letting us, like, sleep over at people's houses. And, like, she was just always thought that, like, because she was very, my mom was very, she's very, like, cultured. She's very, like, old Mexican type of way. Mm-hmm. Like, she has these, like, beliefs, so, like. I don't know. It's just like old school Mexican, you know?
Mm-hmm. How would you describe that to someone that didn't understand what that means?
Old school Mexican would be like the whole typical thing. Like if you like have piercings, they're considered like a gangbanger or like tattoos and stuff like that.
And
like,
you have two ear piercings. So yeah. How did that work out?
She really can't blame me because like she has piercings and she has tattoos. Mm-hmm. But she feels that like. Just because, like, I'm young and I have, and if I were to get, like, something like that, like, I'm, like, doing bad or, like, just, like, a bad kid, you know?
Right. But, like, it's perception. Mm-hmm. Like, in the culture, too, probably, like, family would look at you and, you know, as a mom, I can see where she's coming from. Like, you know, if my daughter has a piercing in her nose, right, like, how is my family going to look at me? Like, how are my coworkers going to look at me and think, you know, like, am I a bad mom because... You know, I let my kid do these things to their body or to whatever in their lives or whatever. So I can empathize with your mom on that.
And then it was just like, she was very like, not fair with my sister too. Because like, my sister like, they're like, oh, why can Jose go out? And I can't. She's like, oh, because like, you're a girl and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, stuff like that. Like, she has more rules or I don't know.
Yeah.
And yeah, so it's like, that's like old fashioned Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
So, and my mom, she's just very, like, I don't know, she just grew up very poor, like, that's my mom.
And the rules are the rules because they're the rules.
That's why we would bump a lot, was because, like, I would have, like, different, like, perspectives on things and the ways that she didn't.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't understand, like, it was so hard to get to understand things.
Right.
But, yeah, I just eventually, like, slowly, like, from, like, 2019 to 2020.
Jose is a high school senior, currently finishing up his 2020 graduation year during this whole quarantine. This episode was recorded on March 2nd, 2020, before all the quarantine madness.
Like, the whole, that year was, like, it was different. It was, like, I started, like, doing my own thing. Like, I would, like, just, I don't know, I just started, like, partying a lot from, like, my, I don't know, you can say like my family, but like my mom, like I just started doing my own thing, like go to work, go out, and like I was barely at home and stuff. So like she started to like see that like change. So she started like giving me like a little bit more of an opportunity and to doing things, and like
because you were still taking care of business even though you were going out and whatever. She could see that you were responsible still and like
but
that.
Like and then like, I kind of blame her too, like she has a reason why to like be mad of like what I of like the things I've done, like I don't know, she's like caught me or I don't know. So I don't know.
You think that she has a reason to be upset with you is what you're saying?
Yeah, she has a reason. I feel like I've lost a little trust in her in a way, disappointed her definitely. But that's like a different topic though.
Yeah, but yeah. I would say like long term, I mean, I think that you're headed in the right direction, mm-hmm. right? I mean, you're not like going down this slippery slope of like dropping out of high school or mm-hmm. like you're still working, you have your job, you have, you know, a nice girlfriend mm-hmm. and like, you know, that helps you out. It's not like she's, you know, she's not like a bad girlfriend, you know, that's like causing you drama all the time and whatever. Yeah. And like, you know, and I think that, I think in general, like regardless of like the mistakes that you've made, I think that you're heading definitely in the right direction, you know, as an adult, like, mm-hmm. you know, and I think that, you know, when you really think about like any of the things that you've done that upset your mom and, you know, I think apologizing to her and feeling remorse for that is normal and fine. Mm-hmm. But I do think that, if you really look at it, like from a perspective of like long term, what are the realistic like things that could affect my life in a bad way? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know that you've done like a lot of things that, you know, like staying out late and, mm-hmm. you know, partying as a kid and whatever, as a teenager. I mean, almost every person in the world can say that they, like, I, you know, partied as a teenager. I don't know. There's a good majority. Mm-hmm. It's not every person, but a good majority of adults that you talk to say that they like tried drinking and things in their teenage years. And look at them. They're CEOs, they're nurses, they're doctors, they're mm-hmm. whatever, you know, they have doctorates, they have PhDs. They're, you know, big time people that did all mm-hmm. the same stuff that you did. So I just want to put it in perspective for you yeah. that like, I'm not saying that you shouldn't feel like necessarily like, you hurt your mom because mm-hmm. you probably did. And I feel like that can be repaired because of the person that you're going to become. And, you know, you can show her like all the morals and values that she gave you that were like, that helped you get to like, you know, where you're going right now. So, mm-hmm. I mean, just keep, you know, heading towards those goals and like, yeah, as far as like feeling remorse and whatever, like, all you can do is, like, change now. You can't change whatever happened in the past, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think you're a pretty good kid. And, you know, like, whatever, all kids make mistakes. So don't hold on to that too tight, is all I'm saying. Yep. Till recently, so then, okay, your mom and you started kind of butting heads. And then the house was being sold,
yeah,
right?
The house was being sold. So and I just felt like, I felt like I could do it, like, on my own in a way to, like, move out. Like, I'm gonna be 18 in a couple, like in a couple months, so yeah. I feel like how Jasmine told me, she said it was like it just came a little bit earlier, so it really did. So, and I feel like I can like move forward because I don't want to like stay there, like I'll just say.
So right now you're staying with your uncle because mm-hmm. you were worried, I remember, for a while, like what the heck are you gonna do, because yeah. like affording to live on your own here in San Diego is like virtually mm-hmm. impossible, yeah. especially working like not necessarily part-time. 40 hours, right, because you're still going to school and finishing your high school diploma, mm-hmm. which is super important, especially because you're like so close to having it. Mm-hmm. And then you're trying to take a class after school now too, and so like affording to live actually on your own would have been really hard. Mm-hmm. And also you actually have to have someone co-sign on a lease if you're not 18. Like, oh, you can't yeah. even get a lease in your name, because yeah. my twins, when they first went to away to college, you know, they had graduated at 17 because they were born October. And then, you know, I had to sign the lease for Quincy because he couldn't sign the lease for himself. So I was on the lease. It wasn't even him yeah. on the lease. So, I mean, yeah, I guess, you know, that would have... And then you were like, what the heck am I going to do? And then did you reach out to your uncle or...
Well, because you know how I was like working on like the whole roofing with like my dad?
Yeah.
So I had mentioned to my dad about it and he was like, yeah, just ask your uncle, and like he has like a house, and mm-hmm. see like what he's like over. I heard like the roommate there is moving out, so you could like go, and like it's like super close to Palomar too. You said you want to go to Palomar, and I was like, yeah, it is really close.
Yeah, so, and right now, are you living there rent free or?
No, I'm paying rent.
How much?
$550.
Okay. That's pretty decent for a room, because mm-hmm. I feel like that'd be kind of hard to find. Like
he was charging the other guy $850.
Yeah. And you're getting food, too, probably from them, right?
Yeah, sometimes. They, like, tell me to go eat and stuff.
Yeah, they cook. Mm-hmm. Who lives there?
That's my uncle, his wife, their two kids.
How old are the kids?
One of them is, like, one.
Oh, and little.
Like, yeah. And, like, one or two. And the other one is, like, five or six.
Okay. I didn't know you had little kids living there.
Yeah. And then there's my grandparents. They're staying there right now.
So your dad's parents?
Because okay. They just got a visa. Uh-huh. My dad was able to get them a visa. And nice. It's the first time seeing them since my dad came here. He came here when he was 15.
Wow, it's his first time seeing them since he was 15? How old's your dad? 40-something? Or 30-something?
38. Yeah. Yeah, he's 38, so it's been a minute. So they're staying at my uncle's house right now, but so they could stay here for, like, 6 months. But, like, I think that once, like, they leave in May, I think, like, once they move, I think I'm going to hop into, like, their room because it was a little bit bigger.
Okay.
So, but that'll be, like,
oh, they're just leaving in May. That's cool that they got to stay, though, mm-hmm. That you got to be there while they were there. That's pretty cool.
They could stay here for 6 months, mm-hmm. and then they have to, like, leave, but then they could come back in 6 months.
Right. Another 6 months. They just mm-hmm. have to, do they have to just stay away for, like, what, like, a few days or something like that, maybe?
Like that.
Yeah, because my sister had a visa, like, but it was for to, you know, do visa in a different country, but, yeah, and then she was able, but, and then you, I think you have to stay for X amount of time. I don't even think it's 6 months when you have a visa. It depends on probably the country that you're coming into, but
well, my dad said it was 6 months for them, but he says that they feel like they won't last 6 months here because they're not used to like the city. Like, they're more like, they're very humble, like, yeah. Very, very, like, just like ranch type of, like, Mexican.
And your house where you're living, it's kind of like ranchish,
right? Yeah, because that's what my uncle likes. Mm-hmm. If you go to, like, the backyard, there's like a bunch of chickens.
Yeah, it's like way down on mm-hmm. the end of a cul-de-sac, like in a part of San Marcos, it still has, like, space that everybody's not, like, on top of each other over there as far as mm-hmm. houses. And then he was telling me that story about the chickens.
Oh. When they went to the college.
Yeah, they jumped over the, because it's right across the street from Palomar College, which is super awesome, like, for your college career, that'll be, you know. But, and anyways, they jumped over there and the security got them. And there was like 20 chickens out of the fence or something. That was a pretty funny story. So you were saying, you might not stay there, you think, like, that much longer?
I think I want to, like, because once I'm out of high school, I'm going to go into the roofing for, like, full time.
Okay.
So I'll be making more, better money so I can, like, move out and, like, get something, like, smaller for just, like, myself to, like, live on. Mm-hmm. So that's what I want to do.
But you could save a lot of money at your uncle's house, so no rush.
I mean, like, I could, but at the same time, it's just, like, I don't know if, like, they're going to be there long, or I don't know, because I don't think they're buying the house. I think they're just renting, so, like, at any moment, they could just leave.
But how long have they been staying there for? Years, probably, right?
I mean, I don't think so, because the last time, they just always lived in San Marcos, but I think they've been there since, like, the little girl was born.
Okay, so only, like, a year.
Yeah. Maybe a year or two. She's, like, five or six.
Okay, so they've been staying there for a while.
Probably, yeah.
But they haven't talked to you about what their plans are as far as, like, staying there or whatever.
No.
But maybe you could talk to them about that. They seem pretty lenient with you as far as rules and stuff. Like, you're kind of like a roommate. Like, you're allowed to do your thing.
Yeah, cool, because my uncle, he was like, when I told him about it, he, like, called my dad outside and he was like, hey, I just want to make something clear. He's like, I don't want to be like that, like, annoying uncle that, like, tries to, like,
parent
me. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm just going to collect the rent and you do the parenting, like,
right?
And my dad was like, okay, but, like, my daddy, like he doesn't care,
right? Like, and I mean, your dad, like, we should touch on that too, because you said, you know, your dad wasn't really around, like, when you first started high school, and then I remember the quinceañera for your sister, which was in what month?
June
of 19. He was, there was the argument with him, and you were still pretty mad at him at that point, mm-hmm. I think. Like, kind of still, like, not really, like, you weren't close with him like you are now. Like, definitely not working for him yet, and, like, on talking.
Like, kind of, like, the reason why, like, we're, like, closer now is because, like, I felt like I needed to make a little bit more money. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, Saturday afternoons, I'm totally free. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. So I called him, and I was like, hey, do you have any, like, work? And he was like, yeah, like, I got you. Like, it's going to be from 6 in the morning to, like, 3, mm-hmm. but then at 4, I gotta be at Lucadia, mm-hmm. so, like, that's my routine now, like, on Saturdays. Like, Saturdays, I'm, like, full, like, just work to work, and then, like,
night. Trying to get a little bit of free time after work.
Yeah, and then, like, honestly, like, I feel like that's really helped me, because, like, when I was, like, when I would get paid, it was like I would get my check and it would usually last me like wouldn't last me very long. But like, since I know that I'm gonna work on Saturday, that I'm gonna get cash on Saturday, it just like kind of helped me out a little bit more to get around and stuff.
Yeah, you could use the cash for like your working fund and then your like paycheck for your bills or whatever. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, that's what it was. I tell you actually how it is.
Yeah.
Like I go to Saturdays to like get like things that like for like myself, like clothes and like stuff like that, and like
food and
whatever. Like the other stuff, it's like basically rent.
Yeah.
So.
And then your dad, do you think that like now that you and your dad kind of are repairing your relationship, is it helping your sister and brother too?
Yeah, with your dad? I feel like they're starting to get like a dad figure in a way. I don't know, my sister. I don't know. It's like a. They say that like the girl is always like mostly attracted to like the father, and the boys are always really attracted to the moms. So like they say, well, my mom always told me that like no matter like what my dad has done or like in the past, like my sister like will always forgive him because like that's how she was like as a kid. Like she wouldn't even let him take poop by himself. Like that's what my mom would say. And like I was always like. You could say, like, a mama's boy. Like, I was always with my mom. Like, I don't know.
But part of it, too, was probably, like, a lot of what you watched. Because, like, your dad was abusive to your mom.
He was. And, like, that's why... I had a lot of, like, anger towards him. Because of, like, what he like, did to my mom. And I don't know. I just feel like it was kind of not right for what he did to my mom. Like, kind of, like, the kids and stuff.
Yeah, so,
I don't know. I just thought it wasn't right for what he did.
Yeah, and you feel like you don't want to be a man like that. And I know one of the things we talked about like the other day was about like how you thought that living with him might like you know make you be more like him, like he might rub off on you more or something.
That's why I didn't want to live with him. Yeah, he told me. I was like, no, I don't want to live with you.
Right.
It's like the reason why I left my mom's house because I don't want like. Someone there to be bugging me or like telling me what to do and stuff like that. So I'd just rather like go my own way. Like obviously you're my dad, like but I told him I don't want to live with you.
Yeah. Jazzy, are you gonna take him out for a walk or something? Sorry about the dog panting in the background. So now okay, so then fast forward and now you're in your senior year. And you're thinking that you're going to go work full-time with your dad once you finish high school. But, like, as far as, like, a career, what are you thinking at this point?
At this point, I feel like Palomar College is, like, really, like my only option right now.
Okay.
And, like, just, I think I'm going to stick with, like, the home mechanic thing. And I was considering, like, the home military, like, see what I can do with that and, like.
So you're still considering the military potentially, and you want to go into mechanics. Even if you went into the military, you might go still into mechanics. Yeah,
mechanics still, but I don't know. It's still like I feel like that's like my backup plan. If like I don't know, if something goes wrong, and like I'll just go in the military and just.
I see.
You know, so it's like it's still a possibility. But
does Palomar have like a
mechanics school? Yeah.
Certificate? Is it a certificate or a degree or what is it?
It's just like a license.
Okay.
You just get licensed and then like now you could open like a shop and stuff like that. So.
So you think you'll probably maybe work in the field for a little bit and then try to open your shop?
That's what I want to do too. But like I feel like to do that, I can't live off that. Like, I can't live off, like,
being a mechanic for someone else?
I feel like I feel like I can work throughout the week and then have that, like, a side something, like, for, like, the meantime to, like, learn.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
Because your dad pays you pretty good, is that why?
Yeah, well, because I'm not working for him. I'm working for the company.
Right.
So, like, my Social Security is working and everything. So, it's, like, it's a check that I get from the company.
That's good.
Which, like, they started me playing, like, really good because of my dad. He's been there since, like, he was 15.
Yeah.
So, they started me off pretty good. And so,
I feel like... So, you feel like it would be, like, an income decrease, like, to work in mechanics?
For, like, because if I were to, like, go into mechanics, I'm not going to go and be, like, swapping a motor right away. Like, they're going to be teaching me, like, the basics, which, like, I wouldn't get paid much for it to do. So, like, once I get better, obviously, go there.
It takes time. There's this guy, Gary Vee, and he's an entrepreneur and anyways, a popular speaker and whatever. But he was basically saying that, you know, until you're like 30 for the next, 13 years, you could try things and not do well and then still be super successful in your life, you know? And what I was going to say, because I think this is an important point that he made, is that a lot of people have this idea, especially like my twins had the same thing, that they were going to be millionaires by the time they were 25, 25 and be a millionaire. And there are 25-year-old millionaires, but they're few and far between. And it takes a lot of work to make $1 million, especially if you don't come from money, So, I mean, not to say that it's not possible, but to be realistic about the expectations that, it's going to be a journey to get to where you want to be, owning your own mechanic shop, that might take you until you're 30.
Yeah.
And maybe you'll get it when you're 25, or younger. But just to be realistic that, to keep on working at it, as long as you're enjoying it, would say.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I like to do.
Oh my goodness, they are too loud. So, anyway, I just wanted to wrap it up, but I think that you're on the right path. You're doing so awesome. You really are. And you need to remember that, that you, all the things that you did in your past or whatever you think that you've done that's not good or not good enough or things that you've done to people, you can let that go because they're not thinking about it that much, and your mom is going to see what you're going to do, I think that setting goals is super important. So, and that, you're a good guy and that you should keep telling yourself that you're a good guy because that's going to help you too. Throughout life is you're not a bad person. You're not your past. You're not your parents, and that, your parents are awesome. They taught you awesome things, but that doesn't mean that you have to be like them and that you love your mom. You love your dad and that, it doesn't mean that, you did those things and it doesn't mean you don't love your mom because you're living your life the way you want to live your life, And I think if you have other people's how things are going to affect other people in your mind, immediate, your mom, it's not like the stuff you do now, it's not going to really affect your mom that much anymore, unless you get to a point where you can start helping her, beyond what you need for yourself, I think you're doing awesome. That's all I wanted to tell you. And that I think it'll be super helpful if you can remember how awesome you are and all the good things that you're about, And so maybe you can play soccer again, who knows,
Yep.
But you're gonna get that mechanic shop. All right, so we'll end it for now.
Sure.
Thanks, Jose. Yeah. Adios.
Jazzy's so silly, and that was chaotic. I promise not all the episodes will be like that. We will get better and better. And that was such a great interview with Jose. I really enjoyed it. And I would say the takeaways from this one are relationships with parents can be challenging in the teen years and throughout our lives. And they can be repaired. Forgiveness is healing. And the things that we do and, quote, mistakes that we make in our youth do not define us. And they do not determine the trajectory of our life, where our life is heading. Life is full of ups and downs, and change is inevitable. Things don't change dramatically overnight, typically, unless you're in a quarantine like we are right now. But typically, they don't change dramatically overnight. Big changes and goals are attained by making small, incremental, daily changes and working towards that end goal and constantly readjusting and resetting those goals and being flexible in the process. And remember what Mama D always says, every day is a new day, so start fresh. Share a smile, laugh at yourself, and be confident in who you are.